We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. We're going to stretch it out. And now we're going to talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Commish, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Things are going great.
Hey, what's the beef with Trump? Cattle producers not happy with him. Look, I'm a consumer, and the meat prices have been very, very high. I just want some relief. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, the main thing on this, Bob, and this is where we always go with farmers, and we wonder why we put our farmers out of business, why farmers leave the farm and sell their property, and the younger generation can't make a living. Anytime the price of our commodity gets to a point where they're actually making money off of it, we generally get shut down either by a really bad trade agreement, or in this case, the big fear here is not 2 or 3 months of imported beef from other countries. It is the quality of that beef, the taste of that beef, and if that turns off people from buying beef products, this won't be a 2 or 3 month problem. It could be several years before they'll come back and say, hey, this was not American beef. This was not fresh from Florida beef. This was foreign beef, and we realized we probably shouldn't have bought that, or it don't taste as well, the same standards. And so it's about dumping on our farmers and then blaming our farmers for all the growth if they decide they have to sell one of their farms. So I know that the president came out. I know he's been a big supporter of farmers in general, and I know that he loosened up some regulation as it relates to building additional processing facilities. There are 4 primary processors in the country, and that's part of the bottleneck that creates the price increase. So when you're paying a high price for beef, your farmer's not getting all of that money. A lot of that money is going to the middlemen and the processors, and we need to make that part right there more affordable for the American people. And we all agree with that. We all agree that it should be more affordable. We just have, unfortunately, the wrong target here.
Well, there's some ranchers that are doing more direct marketing to consumers, and you could buy like quarter cow, half cow, whatever the case may be, and that is going on. But I understand there could be an expansion of that underway. Can you tell us about that, and will that bring prices down for people? Because the stuff that you get now, although the quality might be absolutely through the roof, the costs are still pretty high for most Americans.
They are. And farmers, by the way, want to bring these costs down if they can make a living. Remember, the price of diesel is much higher. The price of buying tractors is 3 or 4 times higher than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you could buy a decent tractor for $50,000. Today, that tractor may be $250,000. So every part of the cost structure, again, in that farming community has gone up and gone through the roof. And the truth of the matter is we do not regulate and look at farming always as a national security issue. We never say that we have to have these farmers here because we need a farmer 3 times a day, right? We need to make sure that farmers are able to survive in this country because we love our green space, right? We love the wildlife corridor, and most of that land is being farmed. And how do we maintain these things? And we have to pay a fair price for the product. And so when you evaluate that supply chain, you have to evaluate what is the bottleneck that's creating most of that higher cost. And the farmers' costs have went up, and that's part of it. But the biggest part of it is the manufacturing and producing of that food, and because of such a regulatory body around it. And yes, in the state of Florida, we're very, very proud that you have many farmers, beef farmers today, that are going direct to consumer. The consumer can buy that beef. There's a facility there in Marion County called Fort McCoy. You can buy fresh from Florida beef directly from them, from farmers in Florida. And, of course, growing up as a child, we always raised our own steer. We took it to a butcher shop. They put it in the freezer, and we put it in the freezer. It lasted us a year, generally. And so more and more people are doing that to bring their costs down. Anyone listening, you can look up Fort McCoy. But there's several. There's not just Fort McCoy in the state of Florida. There are several small distributors. And you can buy fresh from Florida beef. And if you get yourself a freezer and you have supply, you certainly can save money from what it would cost you in a grocery store.
Isn't beef production down overall domestically? Like, what happened? We used to produce more beef in general. Why are those numbers so low?
Well, the numbers are a little lower, right? Because it's a supply and demand deal. Because the cattle industry was losing so much money during COVID, they had put a lot of our smaller farmers out of business. And that's what happens here, Bob, is the people who get put out of business is all your small farmers. And once they're gone, they're generally gone forever. They've sold their land. Houses are on that land. And so what happens, and also in the beef industry, when you decide to ramp up numbers so that you can get ahead of the demand, it takes a year and a half to 2 years for that process to work, right? A cow has a calf. You have to raise that calf to a couple of years old before you can use that cow as a heifer and produce more calves. So the process takes 2 or 3 years, and things have been so bad prior to the last couple of years in the beef industry, it was putting a lot of those producers out of the business and cut back. And so it's a pure supply and demand. In addition to fighting that process, there are people in this country and in this state that believe that you have to eliminate part of your cow herds and sell fake meat. And to be able to, just like gasoline and diesel, people don't want to pump oil or natural gas here in the country because you're not going green enough for them, and it causes the prices to go up. Well, when you put that pressure on your farmers, you're trying to put them out of business through any means necessary, it drives the cost up. And the more that cost goes up, the more parity there would be with the fake meat, which I was very fortunate in here in the state of Florida. We banned that a few years ago in the farm bill. We are going to protect our supply chain here. We're going to continue to promote fresh from Florida. I hope everyone listening will look for distributors in their area, meat processors, and start buying more beef fresh from Florida. That's the one way that we can take the slack up. And on a very good note of that, Bob, a large part of the problem is there's a lot of ground beef that can't be gotten rid of as you butcher whole cows. Families do not need that much ground beef, so we're at a competitive disadvantage. Through our Farmers Feeding Florida program now, we are buying a large portion of that ground beef and distributing it through our food bank distribution systems here in the state of Florida. So we are not only helping, you know, the most vulnerable amongst us are through the food banks, but we're also taking a big burden off of beef producers here in the state of Florida also.
Love it. Real quick, you have law enforcement as part of the your Ag Commission. You had some arrests at an interdiction station. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've posted a couple of these in the last week. We've had arrests. We have canine units now at our interdiction stations. We didn't have those before. The legislature appropriated those year before last. Now that we have that in place, as we go around these trucks, we find drugs, and we've made two major busts here in the last week. And we do these every week, by the way. We don't talk enough about agriculture law and what they do in protecting not only our northern border, but protecting the consumer throughout the state of Florida. They're doing an amazing job under Colonel Adams' leadership. And we had two major busts. We put them on our social media page, and we're very, very proud of it because we see ourselves as a force multiplier for all the law enforcement in this state. We work not only with our federal partners, but we work with all of our partners, all of our sheriff's office and police departments around the state, as that force multiplier. And if we catch them at the northern end of the state, they don't get an opportunity to come into the interior of the state.
Good deal. Good work. We appreciate you, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, and we will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.